Five Go to Smuggler's Top by Enid Blyton. Read by Jan Francis.
The recording of this book has been made possible by donations made to Rachel and Jessica Watling, who ran the Coastal Trail Half Marathon.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Back to Kirin Cottage. One fine day, right at the beginning of the Easter holidays, four children and a dog travelled by train together. "Soon be there now," said Julian, a tall, strong boy with a determined face. "Roof," said Timothy the dog, getting excited and trying to look out of the window too. "Get down, Tim," said Julian. "Let Anne have a look." Anne was his younger sister. She put her head out of the window. "We're coming into Kirin Station," she said. "I do hope Aunt Fanny will be there to meet us." "Of course she will," said Georgina, her cousin. She looked more like a boy than a girl, for she wore her hair very short, and it curled close about her head. She too had a determined face, like Julian. She pushed Anne away and looked out of the window. "It's nice to be going home," she said. "I love school, but it will be fun to be at Kirin Cottage, and perhaps sail out to Kirin Island and visit the castle there. We haven't been since last summer." "Dick's turn to look out now," said Julian, turning to his younger brother, a boy with a pleasant face, sitting reading in a corner. "We're just coming into sight of Kirin, Dick. Can't you stop reading for a second?"